At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Will Battle is a British tea expert who runs Fine Tea Merchants Limited, an import and wholesale business. He has been tasting teas and creating blends for tea lovers for the past 25 years. He authored the World Tea Encyclopedia, published in 2017, with a second edition in 2020. Andrea Warren, speaking for the nonprofit International Wine and Food Society, founded in London in 1933, writes, quote, "It was felt Will was ideally suited to give an introduction to the world of tea. The organization will make the monograph available to its 6,500 members in 130 branches in Europe, North America, Africa, Australia, and Asia. A digital version will be available for purchase from the Society. Visit www.iwfs.org or the TBiz blog for details." One area that I want to chat with you about today is education. I think you're brilliant at that. The encyclopedia was a way for people to get information, but what you've done since in your speaking and multimedia programs, as well as the effort at outreach and explaining to people, is to be praised, and specifically, this little book.
Yeah, for me, it's really important because I think, like all of us, whenever we learn a little bit more about a product, it just makes you want to learn more because it's sort of a bit of a self-perpetuating thing. But the more that we can educate a consuming public, the better it is for all of us in the tea industry if it's encouraging people to drink better tea and more of it. And really, it's slightly self-centered. But also, I think there's a joy in education, isn't there? It provides a bit of intellectual variation as well, being able to try and communicate what's up here to try and sort of communicate that knowledge and enthusiasm. I find that quite a fun challenge. Those are the two main things. It's also fun having the opportunity to talk to people. And one of the things this book's done is given me the opportunity also to go out and we had a launch at Fortnum & Mason, for example, and actually speak to people, be in front of people and try and push the message in person. I really enjoy that side of the job.
Talk about the points you want someone to remember, the key aspects of the 100 pages that would stay with people.
It's actually quite difficult to condense tea into 100 pages. And I know lots of people who've written, people like Kevin Gascoigne and his team, Jane Pettigrew, lots of people who've written about tea will say, 100 pages is definitely not enough to really capture the subject area. And I sort of agree with them. But I think it does a good enough job of covering a bit of history of how and why we drink in the rituals that we do. Why do Canadians drink tea like they do? Why do Australians and Dutchmen drink tea like they do? So that was important to me because I think it informed a lot about the current sort of consumption footprint. And I wanted to really dive into detail at origin as much as I could, and that forms the meat of the book, and try and also talk in some depth about production methodology. I'm quite a big believer that the quality is not defined by the serving methodology or the production methodology or the elevation, anything like that. You can have fantastic CTC just as you can have terrible CTC. Same with orthodox. You can have great loose leaf and you can have terrible loose leaf. So I tried to sort of take the teabag debate out of the book. So it was keen to me to try and communicate that quality is not defined by the serving methodology. And also I wanted to talk a bit about how to serve tea, a bit about brew temperatures and brew times, and some of the new tea consumption rituals like sparkling tea and lattes and bubble tea and things like that. were also was important to me to get to capture those in the book. And the IWFS, International Wine and Food Society, for them, they're a big membership organization. And for them, it's important to also have locations where one can buy tea that are accessible to their membership. So that forms a small part of the book as well.
Did they reach out to you, or did you pitch them on this idea?
The Secretariat's in London. And I have an old friend from my Tetley days, Sam Kimmins, who's a tutor at the UK Tea Academy. And Sam is friendly with the Andrea, who runs the Secretariat. And that was the connection. And that I knew they were trying to do a monograph. They do a new monograph every year. And they've done about 25 years worth of these small snapshots into individual subjects. And the last few years, I then had a read of them. They did a brilliant one on Madeira, one on blended Scotch, another one on Pinot Noir. And I thought those were fascinating. Really, they're great sort of entry points into a subject. And having read them, I thought I really want to do the tea version of this. And so I gave them a synopsis, and fortunately, it ticked enough boxes to be commissioned. So that was the background to it.
They're printing copies for their members, and the monograph will be available publicly as well, right?
They printed 6,000 of them, I think, in this run. And they're also going to be available on Kindle from this autumn as well.
You covered several aspects of tea health in the monograph. In the tea lands, people accept the goodness of tea, but are only now discovering science-backed, solid evidence of its many functional and condition-specific benefits.
I didn't include anything on health and wellness in my encyclopedia, perhaps partly because I've always been a bit cautious about it. We who have started our careers in big brands are always very cautious about the communication of overt health and wellness related subject matter. Michael Mosley, who sadly died this summer, but he did a brilliant podcast called Just One Thing. And there's one on green tea and one on black tea that contains these wonderful bite-sized, real research-based learnings for how you can change one thing about your life to really evolve health benefits from it. I listened to a couple of those and I thought, yeah, we can communicate about this all day long in my book. So that was one thing. It showed me how you can communicate effectively on this matter. Perhaps also another reason why I've tried to put a bit more about it in this monograph is that I'm actually also getting a bit older. So it's interesting to note, where the benefits can come. And I think also there's a lot more compelling research that's been done over the last 5 or 6 years, specifically on things like L-theanine. The reason I mentioned history earlier on in this chat is it actually links back to one of the reasons people started drinking tea in the first place in many respects. That ability to stimulate but also calm is such a fundamental background to our enjoyment of the product. One of the reasons why I've always been a bit wary about communicating on health is because I just think that first and foremost, the reason to drink teas really ought to be that you like drinking it. You enjoy the taste, its ability to refresh, and all those wonderful things tea does to you. And that then it is healthy is a great thing. The main reason is not that it's healthy. The main reason it tastes great and it's not doing you any harm, it's doing you some good.
Andrea Warren mentioned that one reason tea needed further exploration is that it is increasingly becoming part of the gastronomic scene.
The great thing about the International Wine and Food Society is you've got 4,000 ready-made consumers there who are interested in food and drink products. So they've just come off the back of learning everything there is to learn about Madeira. They're probably going to be interested in learning about tea. So the idea was to try and encourage them to dive into it a little bit more and to regard tea as, another amazingly complex, but also really gastronomic beverage. And I think I wanted to help people to sort of navigate that journey. And I'm hoping that what might come of it is people decide they want to go to Sri Lanka and come visit a tea estate or South India or Assam or wherever they decide to go. And actually, and there's a big readership in the USA and there's a big readership in China. And it'd be great if the Chinese decided they wanted to go and explore some Sri Lankan tea estates. So that was one thing. And the other thing was people who work with tea, specifically people who are working in the out-of-home sector, that's probably one of our biggest training needs in the industry is training, particularly for us over here in the UK, London five-star hotel staff and sort of people serving tea in all sorts of out-of-home outlets. I wanted to try and communicate that tea's every bit as exciting and interesting as coffee, more so. I was hoping that the book would serve as a sort of accompaniment to various trainings that happen.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
You've got enough on your plate. Mundane meals shouldn't be one of them. Get an endless variety of the freshest, best-tasting food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door with Cookunity, all at a fraction of the cost and time you're spending now. Cookunity offers hundreds of meals prepared by their roster of all-star chefs. Simply choose from their innovative variety or let them surprise you. Menus are updated weekly and new chefs are always joining the team, so you'll have fun discovering new favorites while avoiding the dreaded dinner rut. No cleanup or meal planning, just easy and effortless meals delivered fully cooked that heat up in as little as 5 minutes. Speaking of easy, Cookunity is flexible and commitment-free. Skip deliveries, pause, or cancel anytime. Take a load off and leave your meal prep to Cookunity. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered straight to your door. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout for 50% off your first week.